This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I saw a very clever idea from Rav Meir Shapira, Rashiv Chachmei Lublin. He asks a question which many have grappled with. Certainly as we read through the parsha, something that sticks out. We know that after the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Yaakov Avinu, you've done your time in Golos. It's time to go back. It's time to leave. So of course we assume that Yaakov Avinu should get up and leave. Vayomer Hashem el Yaakov, shuv el eretz avosecha, go back home, umolatecha, vayemach, and I'll be with you. Vayishloch Yaakov vayikra l'rochel elei asad el tzoyne. Yaakov doesn't get up and leave. He calls his wives and he says, well, what do you think about this? Asks Rameh Shapiro. Achrei she'akadosh baruch hu amar b'mefurish l'Yaakov, shuv l'artzecha umolatecha, Ve'yemach, go back home. So what's the question? What are you asking your wives for? Tell your wives, we got to go. The Rebbeinu Shem B'kvayid of Atzma said, we have to go. What are you asking them? What do you think about this plan? You think it's a good idea? You think it's not a good idea? As if they had a say in the matter. Rebbeinu Shem said, go. You go. Malo eid lishol, l'siyayit b'noshev. Why is he asking? Ki'ilu hayadavar tali behen. Let's say they said, no, we're staying. So Yaakovina would have gone back to Rebbeinu Shem and said, sorry, we can't. Rebbeinu Shem said, this is what the right thing to do is. So of course, they would want to go as well. They'd want to listen to their Rebbeinu Shalom. And furthermore, if they would have said, the Rebbeinu Shem said, okay, then we'd understand at least the teretz. Here, we don't understand the Havamina. What was Yaakovina asking? What's their answer? The answer is, Halo Nochrios Nechshav Nulak. Our father doesn't really care about us so much, so what do we have to gain over here? May as well go back with you. What do you mean? The Rebbeinu Shem said to go. You have a tzivoy to go. You have to go. Eina min min hatayna, says Rameh Shapiro. I don't understand what's going on. So here's a very, very clever answer. But to understand his answer, we have to have a little bit of a background. We know that there is a big discussion throughout Sefer Bereishis, something which comes up time and time again, but perhaps in this week's parsha it comes up more than anywhere else. And that is, to what extent did the Avos keep the Torah? We know that the Mishnah Melech writes very extensively in his Sefer Parshas Drachim about this. Many of the Mefarshim are bothered at different points throughout Sefer Bereishis. We had different questions where it seems that the Avos did keep the Torah, it seems that the Avos didn't keep the Torah. But perhaps the area where most of this conversation takes place is around Yaakov Avinu. Because when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, it's Mefarshim the Torah. Yaakov Avinu, this week's Parsha, he marries Leah, and then he marries Rachel. So how is it possible that Yaakov Avinu is marrying two sisters? This is a question which, again, is developed by many, many, already asked by the Rishonim. We've mentioned in the past that the Ramban's approach to this question, and again, it has a ripple effect in many other areas, but the Ramban's approach to this question, how is it possible that Yaakov Avinu married two wives? The Ramban's approach is that only two sisters, only in Eretz Yisrael. The Avos kept the Torah only in Eretz Yisrael. Outside Eretz Yisrael, in Golos, they didn't keep the Torah. And Rav Elchanan explains, as we mentioned in the past, that what's driving the Ramban is, the Ramban's understanding, according to Rav Elchanan, is that we know that every mitzvah, every Aveira has both the tzivoy, has the commandment from the Rabbeinu Shalom, but it also has the reason why the Rabbeinu Shem commanded it. It has the sibus ha-mitzvah. There's the mitzvah, the tzivoy, the Rabbeinu Shem said you have to do it. But then there's the reason, the underlying spiritual reasoning behind the mitzvah. That's the reason that Rabbeinu Shem was mitzavet. Explains the Rebbe Chanan. The mitzvah supply, of course, in Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael alike. But the reasons behind the mitzvah, we would call this supernatural, this metaphysical, spiritual reason behind the mitzvah, says Rebbe Chanan, perhaps many of those only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So one is only accomplishing the tikkun that mitzvah is supposed to accomplish while in Eretz Yisrael. After all, Rav Elchanan explains, we mentioned in the past, that the Medrash seems to see, the Sifri seems to say, that when you go into Galus, you should be mekayim the mitzvahs of tzitzis and tefillin. Why? So we would say, why? Because you have to be mekayim the mitzvahs. Mitzvah tefillin is not a mitzvah which is tolei ba'aretz. So why wouldn't you be Mekayim? But the Sifri says, so that when you get back home, when you get back to Eretz Yisrael, you remember to do it. So Chanan says, you see that there's more of a reason to do it in Eretz Yisrael than there is outside of Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, says Rav Chanan, perhaps that's the pshat in this Ramban. So in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, we, of course, are obligated in mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, just like outside Eretz Yisrael, because we are mitzvah. But the Avos HaKadoshim, they weren't mitzvah. They weren't doing it because of the formal chiyuv, the formal obligation of mitzvahs or isurim. children. They were doing it because they understood on a spiritual, supernatural, metaphysical level that this is Ratzon Hashem, this is the appropriate thing to do. So since they're only doing it because of the reasoning behind the mitzvah, the spiritual reasoning behind the mitzvah, and that spiritual reasoning behind the mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore there was only a need for them to keep it in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore Yaakov Avinu had no problem marrying two sisters outside Eretz Yisrael. Only once he would be in Eretz Yisrael would it be an issue. So that's the approach of the Ramban, and again, many have agreed with the Ramban. There are those that explain seem to think the Rashba agrees with the Ramban, and there are many that took issue with the Ramban. The Ramah, if you look at the Ramah in his Tshuvas, the Ramah is not bothered by the whole kasha. The Ramah says, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu kept all the Torah. The Gemara Demer says by all the Avos. So the Avos may have tried in different areas, but when it comes to Avraham Avinu, that's where the Gemara says that Kol HaTorah Kula. So he is not bothered by the entire kasha to begin with. And of course, there are many, many different terutzim for this. For instance, Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, his Darash Moshe, answers as follows. He says, how did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? He says, what's marriage? Marriage is the halachic concept of kiddushin. That didn't exist prior to Matan Torah. So it could be that having this notion of kiddushin with two sisters is a problem. But that concept didn't exist till post-Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the concept of marriage on a halachic level didn't exist. Therefore, there was no problem. So many, many different terutzim how to address this issue. But the Ramban's approach is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Maharal quotes this Ramban. The Maharal is bothered by a different question. Of course, he mentions the question of Yaakov Avinu as well. But he originally is bothered by a different question. Therefore, this Ramban will not be found in Parshas Vayetze, but will be found in Parshas Vayigash. Ramban's question is also a question which we've dealt with in the past. That is, it seems from Chazal, based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayigash, that Dina married who? Shimon. Dina married Shimon. What's the problem with Dina marrying Shimon? Brother and sister. So Maharal says, how could it be that a brother and sister get married?
Same parents.
So isn't it Leah and Yaakov? So isn't it a problem? How could Dina marry Shimon? This is the question of the Maharal. He says, didn't they keep all of the Torah? So we know that many have answered this question based on another medrash. The other medrash is that we know that Rashi brings in this week's parasha that Yaakov, right, that Dina and Yosef were switched. Originally, Dina was to be the daughter of Rachel, and Leah and Yosef was to be the daughter of Leah. So they're different, the son of Leah. So there are different ways of saying this. If you look at Rashi in this week's parasha, Rashi says that that Dina and Yosef switched. Originally, what they were supposed to be a boy and a girl, and then it turned into a girl and a boy. But if you look at Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, the Maharsha understands like this as well, it doesn't mean that the boy turned into a girl and a girl turned into a boy. It means that the embryos swapped. If that's the case, so many Mepharshim say, Din Shimon wasn't marrying his sister from his mother. He wasn't. It wasn't the same mother, after all, because Dina was originally conceived in the womb of Rachel. Many Achronim have answered like that, and this, of course, has halachic nafkaminas in the conversation of different, having different IVF and things of those nature, where you have a host mother that might not have produced the egg, so therefore, how do you define who the mother is, but not our conversation for now. Either which way, the Maharal is bothered by this kasha. The Maharal says, so how could a sister and brother get married? How could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? And the Maharal gives a famous answer, which is originally found in the Radvaz. It's interesting that this is found in the Radvaz, because the Maharal himself seems to say he doesn't know who says this. He says, I've heard that there are those that have answered this, but I don't know who it is. But if you take a look at the Radvaz, it seems like the Radvaz is the one giving this pshat. This Radvaz is responding to a comment of the Rashba. The Rashba was asked this question. The Rashba was asked, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters? So we have the answer of the Ramban, that it was only a problem outside of Eretz Yisrael. We have the answer of Moshe Feinstein, that no, only if there is real Kiddushin. The Rashba says something very cryptic. I could read to you the words, I can't tell you I fully understand it. Says the Rashba as follows. Da, sha'atayra nechoyna al shloisha amudim. There are three principles behind every mitzvah. Ha'echad hazman, one is time, the second is a place, And the third is vehicles. Hazman, not all times are created equal. Lo kol hayomim asurim b'malacha. There are different times in halacha. Some are Shabbos, some are Yom Tov, some are weekday. Every time is different. V'hamakom, lo kol makom chayavim b'tshumas ma'aser. Not every place in the Torah is considered to be the same thing. V'akelim, not every item in the Torah is considered to be the same. Lo b'chol davar yoytzin t'muras halulah v'nesrog. Sometimes the Torah requires a specific time. Sometimes the Torah requires a specific place. And sometimes the Torah requires a specific item. And very often, usually requires all three. A specific time, a specific place, and a specific kelim. Says the Rashba, ve'eni yochel lefarish yoyser. Unfortunate for us, the Rashba says, if you don't understand what I said until now, how this answers the kasha, I can't disclose anymore. Umaskil al davar yimtza. And someone who really understands these things will understand. I am not part of that group, so I am just as perplexed as you. However, the Radvaz says, I have an understanding based on derech hapshat. What's the derech hapshat? Says the Radvaz, lefi hapshat nirali, she'ein ha'sheila klal. I don't understand the whole question to begin with. Sherei ha'goyim ein lahem oya achva klal. We know that non-Jews don't have relationships the way that Jews do. V'afil shekafra b'avodah zarah v'hizgayu. Rachel and Leah, they left their ways of avodah zarah, the house they grew up in Lavan, and they became gerim. So gerishin is gayer, kikotan shenoy ladami. So that's why there's no problem. Leah and Rachel and Leah may have been biological sisters, but from the Torah's perspective, they were not sisters at all. The Radvaz does go back to try to explain the Rashba. And again, I can't fully understand, tell you what the Rashba means, but it sounds like the Rashba is saying something along the lines of what is explained to us later by Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner are also similar to the Ramban. The Ramban focused on the Siba Samitzvah, the reason behind the mitzvah, and says those only applied in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains to us, and this I believe is what the Rashba is getting at as well. Of course, there is after Matan Torah, there's a formal mitzvah that applies every time that the mitzvah applies, and there is surim that apply every time that the iser applies. However, when the avos were doing these mitzvahs in Isurim, they were not doing it because of the tzivoy. There was no tzivoy yet. They were doing it because they understood the metaphysical advantages to doing these mitzvahs in tzivoy. And because of that, just like Beruach HaKodesh, they understood the advantages of doing the mitzvahs and keeping the Isurim, so too, they understood when it was necessary not to keep it. They understood when there was a metaphysical advantage to not to keep it. So you're right. Generally speaking, we know that there's a tremendous advantage to keeping this particular mitzvah or this particular iser refraining from. However, just like Al Ruach HaKodesh, I understood that, says Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, I understand Al Ruach HaKodesh, that in this particular case and scenario, there is a tremendous maila in marrying two sisters. I'll be maimid, yud bei shvatim. All of Kal Yisrael is going to become from these two things. So just like I understood the iser mi Ruach HaKodesh, I understand that in this particular case, it's not a problem. What the Torah means that the others kept the mitzvahs doesn't mean that they kept the formal mitzvahs the way that we would keep them. It means that the values, the spiritual values behind every mitzvah and every iser, they were 100% in tune with. After all, doesn't Yaakov Avinu say when he comes back, in love and garti, tariag mitzvah shamarti? He married two sisters there. How could he say tariag mitzvah shamarti? It means the lessons, it means the values, the physical, the spiritual values behind every mitzvah and every iser, I maintained. I was shomer each one of those. Now, so very often that led me in the direction of keeping the mitzvahs and refraining from the surim. But occasionally, I understood, al pi Ruach HaKodesh, that in this particular scenario, it was appropriate for me not to keep a particular mitzvah, not to be keep a particular iser. That seems to be the mahalach of many of the Mefarshim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and that, I believe, is what the Rashba is getting at in a general sense as well. However, the Radvaz says there's a much simpler answer, as we've mentioned. What's the simpler answer? Gershon is Gayer Kikaton She Noila Damit. Leah and Rachel weren't halachically sisters. Comes Rav Meir Shapiro and says, based on this, we have a beautiful understanding in the Psukim. Yaakov Avinu understood like the Ramban. And he understood the reason why he's able to marry two sisters is because he's not an Eretz Yisrael. Gevaldik, I'm not an Eretz Yisrael. I'm living a beautiful life outside Eretz Yisrael. Now the Rabbanu Shalom comes to him and says, time to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu has the problem. Go back to Eretz Yisrael. I can't bring both my wives. I don't know what I'm going to do. After divorce, he didn't know that Rachel was going to die. So what do I do? What am I going to do now? I can't just go. If Rebbeinu Shem tells me to Avraham Avinu to shech the son, he just went. Why is Yaakov Avinu not just going? I have a problem. I have a family here. Rachel and Leah. I'm not allowed to be married to both of them in Eretz Yisrael. So what does he do? He goes back to Rachel and Leah and says, what do you think we should do? Comes Rachel and Leah and says, no, you misunderstood. Hello, Nochriyais Nechshavnu. We are considered to be Geirim. We're not related to our father anymore. Gershon is Gaia, Kikotan Shanoila Dami. Gershon is Gaia, Kikotan Shanoila Dami. There's no problem anymore. We could go back, both back to Eretz Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.